We have talked to so many artists who are in so many different places right now with respect to their music. Can you tell us what life looks like for you these days?
Sure. I pretty much, you know, my mother used to work in public health, as did I, and I took the pandemic really seriously from, you know, early March. So I have been pretty seriously social distancing and isolating for most of the year. And I have had to really try to adapt to, you know, connecting with people virtually and remotely. Thankfully, I kind of made my peace with the fact that I was, you know, going to be home and could, after that point, just really focused on what next, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the new single you're dropping this week. It's called WDWHI, which stands for We Don't Want to Hear It.
Yeah.
It's got such a shine on it. This beautiful, breezy exterior that is in deep contrast with some of the lyrics. Can you tell us a little bit about when you started thinking about this song?
Yeah, I was working with a frequent collaborator named Steve Saputo, and I knew I was going to be heading to LA to work on some stuff with some other producers and writers, and I wanted to start a few different songs. So he and I were just in his basement, in like, you know, in Troy, in a studio, and we just had this dun-da-dun, dun-da-dun, like kind of repeating chord progression. And I think I just started writing, ain't this the life, don't it live up to the hype.
Don't it live up to the hype. What more could anyone dream? Got a big TV, flat screen, big salary. I got an app that told me when to eat. I got an app that helped me go to sleep. Now what could be sweeter than the 21st century?
Just that feeling of feeling kind of not just complacent, but maybe like apathetic, maybe feeling isolated and trying to use, I guess the best word is consumption, to like feel good.
To fill the void.
Basis. Yeah, to fill the void, but to also like distract yourself when things feel overwhelming. And I think all of us have felt at some point this year overwhelmed by what is happening. I think also like the way we live is kind of very isolated now, sometimes by design. And I think it allows us to just not have a lot of unity and solidarity. So there's just all these different themes going through my mind as I wrote that. But then musically, I was thinking about like really amazing like pop records, and I was really especially thinking about Swedish pop, like Robin, for example, and
some of these
writers who have written a lot of these nostalgic pop songs, and how there was this really glorious wall of vocals. And then even the cheesier things, like, I mean, no shade at all, but like Mandy Moore, Dream, like those kinds of nostalgic pop records. So yeah, all that stuff was in my mind going into making this track. So yeah, there's a lot under the surface.
I think under other circumstances, it would be awesome and fun to say, wow, this song works on so many levels, but the levels that it can be applicable to in 2020, you know, this song could be a lens for the disproportionate impact of the COVID virus and how some communities are dealing with it, and some have not had to this point.
Exactly.
We could use this song to understand the public reckoning over racism in the wake of George Floyd's murder. There are just a huge number of people who might show up in many aspects of American life lately, ready to slip back into normal. It sounds like that's not a place you're ready to be right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's really kind of about an internal fight to not be isolated and to not be apathetic, really, at the core of the song, and recognizing that there are habits that I have that like would allow me to just completely ignore what's happening, you know, around me. And it's like a personal dialogue in some ways that I hope can apply to other people. And the song itself, the chorus is, we don't want to hear it.
We don't want to hear it. No, leave us alone, just go to bed. We don't want the drama, we don't need the mess, but do anything for happiness. We don't want to hear it. No,
it's harsh truths that a lot of us or certain people have been able to ignore. I'm not trying to solve these problems. I'm just like, this is just a feeling. This is something that is a reality that some of us experience, or some of us watch other people have the luxury of experiencing, you know?
Mm-hmm. The lyrics speak to so many kinds of division. What's the flag on your lawn? To what religion do you belong? And then there are those subtweet lines about, you know, with the discord woven in. Maybe we've been wrong all along. We don't want to hear it. What do you think the consequences are of willful ignorance to things going on, just either in our own circles or maybe more broadly in society?
The greatest consequence is death, because people's lives are at stake and people's lives have been lost. Like, I personally lost people to COVID. But really, we are so disconnected from each other in some ways that we don't really see how much we have to lose collectively. And I think having a temporary feeling of safety because you happen to be in a zip code where, you know, there isn't environmental pollution specifically attacking you, that doesn't mean that in 10 years or less, you won't be in that same situation. So I feel like it really means, you know, if you're in Macomb, if you're in Grosse Pointe, if you're in Ann Arbor, if you're in Flint, if you're in Detroit, like, we actually need to really think about how much we have in common in order to keep us alive and sustain us collectively for, like, many generations to come. We don't wanna
hear it, no. Tunde Olaniran is one of several artists who are part of the University Musical Society's Digital Artist Residency. Over the course of that residency, they'll be releasing 4 singles and inviting audiences to participate in the creative process as the music takes shape into a forthcoming full-length album.